Dear Mother, just a line to let you know that I am quite well in France. You should have seen the crowds that waved us off from the dock in Southampton 2 weeks ago. It is reassuring to know that so many people are thinking so fondly of our service for the country. It gives us a great sense of pride. I am not yet close to the action, but I am for the front a week Tuesday. Don't be worried. I am sure I will return to you in Stoke-on-Trent soon enough, and the streets will be lined just the same through Hanley as in other towns. I have been told we are some of the youngest men out here now. Upon my arrival at the barracks here, the commanders gave me the rank of corporal. I will need to prove myself if I am to return to sergeant before we enter battle. Although I am finally pleased to have made it to France, the marks of the war is all around here. You can almost smell it. Though we are remaining positive about our chances, truth is that we have been unable to make real progress in such a very long time. I guess that is why they have called upon us to help at this time. There are stations with rows of injured men being seen to on the side of the tracks. Some will be sent back to you at home to recover. Others will die here with us. The hospitals and stations are still busier than in a long time, after months of heavy fighting up the front line in Wipers. I hear the conditions underfoot are like walking through wet clay after such awful weather recently. I do hope the rain eases and that winter will be kind to us. Please send my most warmest wishes and love to everyone back home. James. Dearest Mother, thank you for your most recent letter. It was good to hear a little bit from home. I am pleased that Mary and you are doing well and that the War Office is keeping up payments. It is still strange, despite many years in the army now, being surrounded by men from all over. Despite having some green between here and the front, I can hear the guns and see the star shells at night. We've been in the trenches for what seems like years now. It is not always that bad though. We are moved around quite often and the reserve trenches do have some comfort about them. We are closer to the supplies at least. Further ahead of where I am currently, there's been action 24 days consecutively, and I don't know how long we shall be able to keep it up. There's talk of some movement soon, but to where? I don't know. The Germans have been trying to gas us out with poison and dropping shells at all hours of day and night. It can be hard to hear myself think, let alone give orders. As soon as the aircraft stop flying, the German tanks are firing, or we are firing upon them. Did you get the £1 I sent last month? Let me know. I have sent you another £3 this month. Let me know if you receive this also. I shall probably send a little more next month or later. Don't hold the paper money. Bank it or keep it by you in gold until I come home. Love as ever, James. Dear Mother, sorry I have not much time to write as often as I would like to. It is especially difficult since I have once again taken on the duties of sergeant since the start of the summer. I pick up my pencil and paper, begin to write to you, and then have to start again the next day. Being in the reserve trench and helping officers sometimes takes up more time than I realised it might. Some older men that have now returned from leave or hospital and joined us from the other regiments in these stinking trenches don't like a young Stoke lad like me, your son, giving orders. In the midst of the firing, you can often hear, "Potters forever." It has become somewhat a motto. Throughout the trenches, you can hear the shelling, then next you hear is the Stafford shouting. It has been a relatively quiet few weeks, with little movement from either us or the Germans. Officers say it will take one of us to make a big move to end this stalemate. I hear it will be us that tries to bring this war to an end soon. There seems to be more American soldiers arriving by the day to help our efforts. I believe here is a 4.5 mile stretch along the Wipers to Zonnebeek Road, which is key to us finding a way round the German trench. We do feel well rested, mind, although the weather has not been the greatest to aid in our spirits. The rain just keeps coming. It is much like England in that way. It is not the way I would like to be reminded of home, mind you. Many of my A Company chums and I rely on the packages sent out to us here to remain positive. I must say, the rum does aid one's ability to get at least a little sleep at night, especially with the heavy shelling continuing at all hours. If it is not shelling keeping us awake, it's rats. Although, I feel well versed in the Bible now. Having lost the book you sent to me, it's the only thing I have to read. Your loving son, James. Mother, dearest, I am most thankful for the last parcel you sent. I am pleased to learn of the goings-on back home. It is surprising how much one small chocolate bar can bring such joy in the circumstances as I find myself. I hear food stuff is very dear in England now, so do not send any more parcels, as what with the price of stuff and then sending it over here, I do not think you can afford it. Don't think, dear mother, that I don't appreciate the trouble that you go to, for I do. And I also enjoy the cake and fudge, but I won't have you and Mary doing without for me. There are rumours that we and our friends from Belgium, France and America have won more ground back from the Germans in the past weeks than the men who saw fighting last summer did in months. That is something, at least. It's not without loss on our side. I have now seen more dead and injured men than I ever wished to again. It is a fate I try to think of little. We are now working alongside chaps of the Cheshire Regiment and Sherwood Foresters, and in the coming days, all of us will try to secure that ground. We hope to take more along the lines. I will try to write as soon as I get a moment spare. I do enjoy both getting and sending letters to you all. Your loving son, James. Dearest Mother, I have written two or three times recently, so you may get them together. I am just writing this, a short note which you'll receive only if anything has happened to me during the next few days. I'm absolutely certain that I shall get through all right, but in case the unexpected does happen, I shall rest content with the knowledge that I've done my duty and given my all. And one can't do more. We sadly suffered big losses in the past few days, but I am well, as are my men. We suffered less than the Germans, at least. Our spirits were lifted a day or two ago. Barnett and Scally both received parcels from home. They took joy in sharing their toffees with those of no hope receiving a package like that. I even found a drop of rum to share around too. We are now working to secure this new line from the German army. We have moved on from the towns we gained earlier in the month now. Tonight, at least, we have one of the bunkers the Germans built to shelter in. It is somewhat small, but much drier than the trenches we have become most used to. The rats might miss the company, though. Tell Sister Mary I shall write to her directly soon. I have promised for so long now. Give my best love to everyone at home. I often think about you all, and now hoping I can soon return to Hanley and we can be reunited. I am now thinking of days making crates fondly, a sign, if any, that the fighting here is becoming tiresome. Ever yours, Love, James.